chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and have heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. You may be seated. I am going to try my most humbly best to go slow. I believe there's some things or there's something that might really be just for you, whoever you may be. I mean, you know how you wash clothes to get them clean, but sometimes you need to let something soak that it may be washed clean. And I believe there's some words here that need to soak. They may penetrate the area needed that you may be blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The song that played, or one of the songs that was played, it said, "You give me joy down deep in my soul." And I want you to remember those words, because as the word goes forth, we want you to have joy down deep in your soul. Saints, this time of year, the world is saying, this is the season to be jolly. In fact, there's even songs saying, Jesus is the reason for the season. It's all about the spirit of Christmas. In fact, the songs being played now, today, is it's beginning to look like Christmas. Yeah, people are depressed. They are having anxiety attacks. Hospitals have many heart attack people, patients. Divorce is up. And suicide attempts are on the rise. Yes, it's beginning to look like Christmas. And this year, to add insult to injury, tornadoes, fires, and COVID are taking lives. Without warning, people are throwing soup in people's face. They're snatching tips off the counters and robbing stores in front of cameras with no concern of getting caught. Their attitude is, what can they do? The worst thing that can happen if I get caught, I go to jail. If they try me and find me guilty, I go to prison. Maybe I'll get off, as many have done.
Amen. Amen.
Worst case scenario, I have a warm bed, three meals a day, and no responsibility. And maybe early parole. During these times, children are being shot at the mall, the movie theaters, and at school. Schools are being threatened by staff and other children. Last Thursday, matter of fact, when Sister Roz and I was looking on the news, they said there was a TikTok challenge. And young people were being encouraged to bring a weapon to school. Since it was Friday, the last day until next year, school shut down and said that they were going to cancel all classes. This is not just happening in other states. This is now happening right here in Michigan. Children are becoming stressed out. Some need professional counseling. Their education is in jeopardy. If there is no school, some parents can't work. No work means no money. We already know this, right? No money means no food. And if there's no money, that means no Christmas presents. And how good is our children's education? Homeschooling. Some parents and children can't do it. Schools online. Some don't learn as well. In all cases, the children are missing out. And this is where we are when they graduate. If they graduate. If they go to work at a bank, they can't count. You lose. If someone gets in trouble and need a lawyer, and they go to school for a lawyer, they go to jail. Why? Because they didn't learn the law. You lose. If they go to become a doctor and you need some work on you, you go into a coma. Why? Because they don't know the difference between the brain and the heart. You lose again. When you think hard and long about these things, it can become depressing. So this morning, as children of God, in these last and evil days, even though it seems as all hope is lost and gone, even though you don't have what you used to have, and you can't go where you want to go or do what you used to do, we want to encourage you by saying, rejoice in the Lord. Yeah. And again, I say, rejoice. Yeah. Our subject this morning is rejoice in the Lord. Verse 4 said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Even as Christians, we have our days just like the world. Sometimes things stop us from rejoicing as we should. We are not exempt from trials and tribulations. I'm going to say that again. We are not exempt from trials and tribulations. But when everything else changes, the Lord does not change. God will always take care of his own. Our job is to rejoice and be glad in the Lord at all times. True happiness can only be found in the Lord. Genuine happiness is spiritual. We all agree, rejoicing is easier when everything is okay. Huh? Everything is good. It's easy for me to rejoice. In fact, when there is no problems, we can do that happy dance all over the place. It is easier to see when the sun is out. Storms and clouds hinder our vision of joy. Storms can be physical, spiritual, or emotional. When you see the sun, and I'm referring to the S-U-N, you have no worry of rain getting you wet. Or a tornado. Everything is good. There is safety in seeing and feeling the sun, the warmthness of it.
But just as this is true naturally, as God's people, there is safety in the Son. That's Jesus. S-O-N. When you see Jesus, there's no worry about the trials of rain or the persecution of a man's tornado. Regardless of circumstances, regardless of situations, we rejoice and give thanks because God is on our side. Even though you have seen it rain while the sun was out, it will not mount up to anything, and it won't turn into a tornado. So while we are in Christ, if there is a trial of rain, it will never mount up to anything or turn into anything. Because in Christ, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We must begin to believe this with our whole heart. Because we are in Christ, and Christ is in us. And in Christ, we have life. Every day we open our eyes, every day when awakened, we can live and move and have our being. We rejoice because our soul has been spared another day. Now let's look at a few things Job went through. Job chapter 1 and starting at verse 1. Here is an example of a man who didn't even have Christ in his life, but he knew God. Verse 1 says that there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Job was mature and morally honorable. He shunned evil and respected God. With these credentials, he was up there with Enoch and Elijah. He could be considered in the same race as Moses and David. One thing Job did was he prayed for all his children. He rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of children he had. Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. How many pray for your children? Amen. Rather than complain about what they have done. Job had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Now, if we go down to verse 9, we learn and we know God and Satan had conversations about Job. God knew Job's beginning, and he knew Job's end. God knows our beginning, what we will do. He knows what we can and cannot bear, and he knows our end. Verse 9, it said, then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? What he's saying is, Job fears you not because of what you are, who you are, but because of the blessings he has received from you. The question is, why do we respect God? Is it because of who he is? Is it because of what he has done? Or do we respect him at all? So God gave Satan permission to do what he would do. But Satan could not touch his soul. Satan had no right over Job's soul. And he has no right over our soul. Amen. But he will do everything he can to win your flesh over. Amen. But understand this, our soul is precious in God's sight. Let's look at what Satan decided to do. Verse 14. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the ox were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. and the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Listen. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven, and had burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. One thing was happening right after another. Anybody seeing this? When one or two things happen, we usually stay calm. But when they start repeating one after another, then we panic. Look at the next verse. While he yet spake, or while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. But it didn't stop there. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. First it was the servants being killed. Then you saw the cattle being killed. But now the children, the ones he prayed for. Verse 19 says, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. If this was you, would you blame God? What would you do? Did Job throw in the towel? Did Job give up? Did Job say, what is this? What is the use of me going on? No, he didn't say none of that. In fact, in verse 20, then Job arose and rent his clothes and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. How can we apply this today? Peter says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that ye may be exalted in due time. Verse 21, this is what Job said. And he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charge God foolishly. Against popular thinking, we all came into this world with nothing. Even the breath you breathe is borrowed, and it comes from God. And if that wasn't enough, when Satan failed, he went back to God again. He couldn't get Job to curse God. So when we look at chapter 2, verse 3, it says, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. Are you reading this? He said, without a cause, you move me. Do we move God today? And in which direction? Sometimes some things happen, not because you have done something, but it's a trial. Verse 4 says, and Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. How many will agree we love our bodies? Amen. Huh? We love our bodies. Paul even had to tell men to love their wives as their own bodies. And right now, our bodies are going through changes. Anybody agree with me? Our body is going, it don't matter your age or your gender. Your body is going through something. Satan pulled out all stops on Job and took everything that meant something to him. Satan will punch you when and where he can. Don't care whether you like it or not. And he does not fight fair. Yesterday's symptoms have been called cancer. All of today's symptoms seem to be given to COVID. Satan will do anything to stop you from praising and worshiping God. But no matter the circumstances, no matter what I feel or see, regardless of what it is, I must be positive and praise God. David said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came up on me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. David also said, for he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye have seen his desire upon my enemies. God can take care of it if we let him. If we put our trust in the Lord, we too can rejoice, because we have the victory and God will provide. Drop down to verse 7. So when Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, so when Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and made and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a posture to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. See, in the beginning of Job's disorder, Job itched. And a posture is a tool that he could scrape his skin. And that wasn't enough. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. All his belongings were gone. All his children were gone. Now his health is on the blink. And his wife is not helping. When a person comes home, whether it's hard or easy, you want to be greeted with love. Am I telling the truth here? If both of you work, then love needs to come from each other. In times like these, we need to be encouraged and not discouraged. That is why the scriptures tells us to exhort one another daily while it is called today. Now let's look at how Job responded in verse 10. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we receive and not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. Let's be honest. We still think we know better than God. Period. We think we know best. We sometimes forget he is the creator and we are the creature. Now, let's go back to Philippians 4. We see what Job went through. And in comparing, when we look at what Job went through, I think you would say, really, you ain't went through nothing. Right. Amen. Philippians 4, verse 5, it says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Or let your gentle behavior be clear to all men, because the Lord is near. Moderation meaning meekness. Let it be so others see it, quiet and settled. Let your meekness and patience under your own trials be very obvious or noticeable, that they may see it as just. Verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Being careful for nothing does not mean we do not care for our property or things, or we do not provide for our families. But we should have confidence in God as to free our mind from anxiety and trust the Lord will provide. Psalms 37 tells us, commit thy way unto the Lord and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Peter says, cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Listen to this. When tempted, we should be thankful that God will not leave us to be tempted above what we are able to bear. When we fall into sin, we should be thankful because we are not left to run into all sin. And we are not cut off in the very act of sin. And we did not die in our sin. So in everything, we are to give thanks. God has and has been merciful to us. Look at verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Colossians said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. In order for the peace of God to keep you, you must let it rule in your hearts. The only way it can pass all understanding, you must let the word dwell in you richly in all wisdom. This comes through teaching, admonishing, or gentle reproving one another, through psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, not worldly songs. And this is where the rubber meets the road. Look at verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. First Thessalonians simply says, abstain from all appearance of evil. These are the things we should be thinking on, saints. Whatever is true. Truth is the principal character of our profession, and it is to be expressed in word and action. Honest. 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12 says, and that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we command you, that they may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. To be an example, we must practice what is right and honorable. It is not just what comes from your mouth, but the life you live by the words you speak. 2 Corinthians 8:21 said, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. Just. According to divine and human laws, do what is right. Whatever is agreeable to justice and righteousness. All that we owe to God, to our neighbor, and to ourselves. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Pure in thought and feeling. Thinking on things that are pure in reference to the state of the mind and to the actions of the body. The correct manner of life is, nothing can be said or explained against you. We must preserve the heart, the hand, the tongue, and the eye from all impurity. James 3:17 said, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easily to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy, lovely, having a kind disposition, being useful to others, whether in your conduct or conversation, good report with readiness, show compassion to the afflicted, give it freely with sweetness of conversation, without bitterness. Doing this, you can soften the most savage tempers. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Courtesy, kindness, respect for parents, purity between brothers and sisters. Christians should be a pattern, an example of every virtue. Anything else worthy of praise, praise him. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. My time is up, and I thank you for yours.